Anderson heaving one down the sideline, and he's got Cass Allen.
Listening to the Bruin Bible. This is your host, Will Decker, bringing you UCLA football content all throughout the year for LA Football Network.
Man, what is up, and welcome to the Bruin Bible. Your host, Will Decker. We got a lot to talk about for spring practice number four for your UCLA Bruins. But before we get to that, we got to get to our sponsors for today. Bell to Bell Fitness, my main man Tony Gonzalez, is the best place to learn boxing and doing the practices that come along with the boxing workout here on the west side of Los Angeles. Tony was a longtime coach for UCLA boxing. He's a Bruin through and through. This is the best guy to learn from. And man, you got to check him out. His FIT acronym will teach you the ways that you want to learn how to fight and everything you guys need to keep it going forward. Make sure to check out Bell to Bell Fitness. If you go in there and mention that you learned about this through the Bruin Bible, you're going to get a free session. So check that out, Bell to Bell Fitness. On top of that, guys, we got my main man, Shay Tor, who is a realtor out in Arizona. Arizona is one of these places where a lot of Californians are moving towards, and Shay is the perfect guy for you. Shay Tor is a licensed real estate agent in Arizona and a lifelong Bruin. He's a current Wooden Athletic Fund donor and football season ticket holder. When not selling houses or going to UCLA games, he loves to travel the country, checking out different arenas, ballparks, and stadiums. If you are looking to move to Arizona or know someone who is, please reach out to our friend and loyal Bruin, Shay Tor. His number is 602-487-3975. His email address is shay@shaytor.com. All right, guys, let's dive into it, man. Spring practice number four was a lot of fun to get out there. It was a beautiful morning, opposed to last Thursday. It was very overcast, very windy day out there. Still a little bit of wind, but it was a lot of good stuff going on. And let's start off by position, the quarterback room, man. This is Ethan Garber's job. I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I know it's a new coaching staff, and you got to reprove yourself pretty much to all the new people out there. But Garbers was dialed in on the 7-on-7 portion of what was going on there, man. He was, I don't think he incompleted more than two passes. He was about, 10 of 12 from what I saw. Started off 8 of 9. Was throwing darts all over the field, to the left sideline, middle of the field, to the right sideline. He had TMA for a really nice gain there. Whatever he wanted, it felt like he had. So Garbers, undisputedly QB number one. I know people have doubts about him, but this guy's got a lot of confidence, man. And Garbers, just for everything we've seen, the how he had to fight for the job last year with a guy like Dante Moore, to him getting hurt last year and then coming back and beating USC and winning in the LA Bowl. How can you not love this kid? The quarterbacks behind him, Justin Martin actually had a strong day. But Luke Duncan, man, I'm telling you, there's something here with this kid. If something were to happen to Garbers, there's a real case that it's a coin flip at this point between Duncan or Martin. I'm excited to see where this progresses. I would argue that maybe Duncan, through the first four practices of camp, has had a better track record right now than what we saw from him. So Luke Duncan looked good. EB was on the quarterbacks incredibly hard this past practice, cursing towards the sidelines, making them redo drills. That EB intensity, man, he's going to get on you if you don't do things right. And, he just wants the best for the guys. So, EB, if you can make Patrick Mahomes better, you got to listen to him. If you can make Travis Kelce better, listen to him as well. So, a lot of good stuff there from EB and the coaching staff, as well as the quarterback room. Running backs, man. We didn't have Isaiah Carlson out of practice. I don't know what was going on with that, but we're very thin there, man. We are very thin. T.J. Harden looks the part, man. T.J. Harden's going to be good. I kind of know what we have in Harden. His injury track record is not as good as we would like it to be. He was banged up a little bit last year. He had some ankle issues. That could be the storyline to watch, because if he does get hurt again, and I think Harden is very, very talented to the point where if he does get a full season, I think he's going to be arguably the fastest back within the Big Ten, just knowing how that conference built and how Chip Kelly used the speed and space model for the guys that he liked out there. So I just think T.J. Harden is going to be special. I think the world of him. So there's a lot of great stuff going on there. And then the backup, Keegan Jones. It's great to have him back, don't get me wrong. But I think with Keegan, he can be used more as the pass-catching back. he's always kind of had the thing where it was hard for him to kind of read different holes when it comes to, you know, the offensive line. So him getting out in the open field in space, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how he progresses this year and probably a glorified role at the running back room, which is something we wanted last year, right? I don't think he got enough touches last year. He's making plays all over the place. But I think for me, man, the running back room, that might be an area. You know, shout out to Steve. I was talking to Steve at practice, our guy Steve Waters. And that's an area I think we both agreed upon where we would like to see a transfer come in. And I know they got the big bruising running back coming in from, I think it was Bosco. He's like 6'2", 220 running back. I'm blanking on his name off the top of my head. But that's a guy that can maybe come in fall camp and really kind of lessen the need on that front. But as it stands right now with no Carlson, at least at the last practice, it looked very, very thin, like to the point where Gonzalez was running with the two. So we got to stabilize the running back position. We're going to have a little bit more NIL money than we traditionally had, given the influx that which came in, you know, for a guy like Deshaun Foster. So that's going to be really, really interesting. Wide receiver room continues to impress, man. Sturdivant was held out of some drills. He, you know, I think they not a serious injury with him. I think he's just a little bit banged up. They want to be careful with, you know, their top-notch wideout. And there's a lot of good reasons as to why with that. Titus Mokiawa Atimalala, TMA, a.k.a. TMA. What a gift it was for him to come back. You know, on the first day of spring practice, Jamal and I looked at each other and we were just kind of like, oh, we forgot TMA's coming back because there's so much people coming back within that wide receiver room with so much talent. You got Loya coming back. He's going to be great. Sturdy was coming back. You know, we had Rico Flores coming as a transfer. You know, just different guys that you know of. Kwasi Gilmer enrolled early, and he looks really, really sharp as well. But TMA, man, continuously makes plays out there. He's such a slippery route runner. And I just think there's a lot to like there with what TMA can do. He's probably the third best receiver if you really break it down. Obviously, the injury concerns are there with a guy like TMA. But, man, when he was on the practice field, it's easy to remember why this guy was a four-star prospect coming out of high school, was offered by the likes of your Alabamas and big-name schools. So TMA coming back, that's a big, big-time dude to get back to the wide receiving room. Pagan's great as well. He gets hurt a little bit. So I think Pagan was, you know, there's a couple times, instances throughout these practices where he'll make a great play and then he goes back to line, the sideline, and is just always banged up in some degree. So Pagan's, you know, if injuries aside, it's going to be tough for him to crack the field. And I know he continually makes plays and he's a star in these spring camps, but man, the room is so loaded. You got to factor in Grant Gray's coming back, a four-star in his own right. Kwasi Gilmer looks like he can play tomorrow. You know, Kwasi, he's just a different skill set than the likes of a Braden Pagan, who to me is just an outside receiver, where Gilmer, he can play inside. He might be able to have the route running ability to play outside as well. Just a lot of great things there. So the wide receiver room stacked. I liked what I've been seeing from that. O-line improved. And Castillo, the coach they brought in, you could see the jump from practice one to practice four. And I'm not saying this line is going to be the best we've ever seen at UCLA, far from it. But what Juan Castillo does, man, this guy was one of the premier offensive line coaches within the NFL during his time with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was Andy Reid's right-hand man before Eric Bieniemy got to him in KC. He built, you know, helped build the careers of Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, these type of guys, these offensive linemen that, you know, we still talk about to this day in very, very high regards. And the drills look harder. You know, the technique is stressed more, I feel, with this group. With Drevno, it just looked a little bit more relaxed out there. But with Juan Castillo, you know, you feel the intensity. He doesn't yell as much as EB, but you can see every drill, every rep in his individual offensive line drills are it's make or break. It's do or die type of circumstances. That's great to see, man. The urgency is there for the O-line group to get better, and they played better. I think they're learning a new offense, which Wayne Cook put back out there, you know, during the last episode we had. So that was really nice. So O-line's looking good. Tight end room's looking good as well. Jack Peterson made a couple catches. Habermill and Montevall continue to be just reliable targets, reliable blockers. There's a lot of great things going on there. Now to the defensive side of the ball. Defense. Interior of the defensive line is going to be very, very good. Jay Toya, here's my kind of hot take with it. I think he's going to be all Big Ten next year. I think I feel the most confident about him being all Big Ten. maybe over the likes of even like a Sturdivant, Garbers, Harden, things like that. I think he's probably got the best chance to do it. Very, very talented player. If he stays healthy, man, he's going to have a monster, monster year. Keanu Williams also showed some flashes last year. He's looked good in spring ball. When it comes to the edge rushers, Jakub Bucic is getting a lot of time from Navy. He was a transfer in from Navy. He was one of Chip Kelly's guys. Grant Buckey made some plays out there, man. Former USC commit, flipped to UCLA late in the process. He's got a body, man, out there. And a Champ Young, by the way, speaking of bodies, the 6'7", 270-pound lineman, he's working his way back, as well as Ali Cahouse. So we've got some reinforcements coming. I would like to see maybe a couple more additions to not only the defensive line, but the offensive line when it comes to the transfer portal when that opens up April 15th. We're going to have all the coverage for you on that here at LA Football Network. So a lot of great stuff there. Linebacking room, I feel very confident on. Madrano, Oladejo continues to be special. I mean, just in terms of the tangible draft prospect that he is, man, and what he can do at that size, 6'3", 250, it's unbelievable. He's going to test off the charts when it comes to a combine environment and his film. He can cover wide receivers and tight ends at that size at 250 pounds. So he's going to probably run like a 4.5 and just blow up and be like a day two draft pick. So Olufemi Oladejo is great. The group that I feel has the best chance to be great is the secondary. The secondary continually makes plays, man. You know, I feel confident in Davies, Kirkwood. There's improvement there. You know, there's rocky times, and then there's great plays he makes. But I think, you know, this is the last year Kirkwood's going to really have on campus. I think Cody Whitfield does a great job as our secondary coach. So there's a lot of great stuff going on there. So keep an eye out for Kirkwood to kind of have maybe that breakout year we've all been predicting for a while. The safeties are by committee. So we got Addison. We got Ramon Henderson, the transfer in from Notre Dame, who made a couple interceptions on Saturday. Looked really, really good. And then Clint Stevens has made some plays when his number's been targeted. Clint Stevens, kind of a guy that's been around the program a little bit. He had a big pick against Justin Martin on the practice last Thursday and made a nice breakup on a play on Logan Loya, I believe it was, yesterday during practice. So Clint Stevens is a guy to keep an eye out for. And if you would have told me, after losing a player the caliber of Kamari Ramsey and Humphreys, you know, to go to USC, I would have said the secondary, specifically the safety spots, would have been just a complete weakness. I like what I'm seeing. I'm not even factoring in Kayvon Wallace, who was a transfer in from Georgia Tech, who has looked really, really sharp in his limited time there. Formerly played at Notre Dame and Georgia Tech, so this is going to be his third school. You know, this team is not far away, man. If they can just bulk up on the trenches mean more in the Big Ten, and that's who we're going to be playing from now on. So we got to get the trenches right. But, man, I'm telling you, the O-line improved a little bit. I trust Castillo. I trust Malloy with that D-line. Man, if we can add maybe 2 to 3 players total to those groups, and, you know, not just 3 players for the O-line and 3 players in the D-line, just 3 players total we can add to it, there's a chance we can reach that ceiling of 8-9 wins this year, man. So I'm really, really pumped. Much love to y'all, man. This was a lot of fun. Madmen are going to be out of practice tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Guys, let's have ourselves a day, and let's go. Fours up, baby.